Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community and of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Another Republican debate in the books. DeSantis and Nikki Haley opened the debate by attacking Donald Trump. One of them saying, "I don't think he's the right president now." Going all in, trying to find a lane for how they are going to beat Donald J. Trump. Now, the question is, if you watch the third Republican debate, did it change your mind? If you were leaning towards Donald Trump or a secured voter for Trump, are you now changing your mind? If you were a Haley voter or a Vivek voter or a DeSantis voter, did they lose or gain even more support from you last night? That is the big question. Now, there were some moments last night, some moments that were pre-rehearsed, but actually were pretty decent. One of them was Vivek Ramaswamy, where he opened the night saying this about the Republican Party, and it certainly landed with many voters. Listen.
Voters want and need to hear them. Mr. Ramaswamy, let me turn to you. Please make your case. Why should you be the nominee and not the former president?
I think there's something deeper going on in the Republican Party here, and I am upset about what happened last night. We've become a party of losers at the end of the day. It is a cancer in the Republican establishment. Let's speak the truth. I mean, since Ronna McDaniel took over as chairwoman of the RNC in 2017, we have lost 2018, 2020, 2022, no red wave that never came. We got trounced last night in 2023. And I think that we have to have accountability in our party. For that matter, Ron, if you want to come on stage tonight, you want to look the GOP voters in the eye and tell them you resign, I will turn over my, yield my time to you. And frankly, look, the people there cheering for losing in the Republican Party. Think about who's moderating this debate. This should be Tucker Carlson, Joe Rogan, and Elon Musk. We'd have 10 times the viewership asking questions that GOP primary voters actually care about and bringing more people into our party. You think the Democrats, and we've got Kristen Welker here, you think the Democrats would actually hire Greg Gutfeld to host a Democratic debate? They wouldn't do it. And so the fact of the matter is, I mean, Kristen, I'm going to use this time because this is actually about you in the media and the corrupt media establishment. Ask you the Trump-Russia collusion hoax that you pushed on this network for years. Was that real or was that Hillary Clinton made up disinformation? Answer the question. Go.
Mr. Ramaswamy,
this is how we get our country back. We need accountability because this media rigged the 2016 election. They rigged the 2020 election with the Hunter Biden laptop story.
Mr. Ramaswamy,
and they're going to rig this election.
Your time is up.
Accountability.
Let me turn to Governor Christie. Why are you?
Now, that was a moment that many in the hall were like, okay, I can get behind that, right? It was obviously a pre-planned attack, and you have those when you get ready for debate prep. Ramaswamy saying we wouldn't hire, or the Democrats wouldn't hire, a conservative to host a debate. And he's like, why are we doing it with you guys? Tucker Carlson, Joe Rogan, Elon Musk should be the ones moderating this debate, and we would have 10 times the viewership. He's also right about that. It was a moment for him. There was a big moment. The problem is, he gave it right back. There was a back and forth, Ramaswamy, talking about TikTok, a Chinese communist app that people are stupid and put on their phones. Many kids use it. And what we witnessed recently was a massive, purposeful influx of pro-Hamas propaganda on the TikTok app. This is a app that's used by millions and millions of Americans. And what we saw documented was clearly China was wanting to not back Israel and wanted to back the terrorists. And so what do? They flooded the timelines as you're scrolling with pro-Hamas propaganda. Now, Vivek went after Nikki Haley. Vivek went after Nikki Haley's daughter. That was a bad move for him. It was a bad look for him. So all those people that just, if you listen to the first thing he said and you agreed with him and you were like, all right, I kind of like this guy, there were many that were turned off by this back and forth.
Well, I want to laugh at why Nikki Haley didn't answer your question, which is about looking at families in the eye. In the last debate, she made fun of me for actually joining TikTok while her own daughter was actually using the app for a long time. So you might want to take care of your family first.
Leave my daughter out of your voice.
Adult daughter. The next generation of Americans are using it. And that's actually the point. You have her supporters propping her up. That's fine. Here's the truth. The easy answer is actually to say that we're just going to ban one app. We got to go further. We have to ban any U.S. company actually transferring U.S. data to the Chinese. Here's a story most people don't know. Airbnb hands over U.S. user data to the CCP. Now, that's a U.S.-owned company. So this is the problem when you have Republicans that temporarily go the way the winds blow, and now it's popular to talk tough on China. When she was U.N. ambassador, called them, literally her words, not mine, our great friend. You can't be fair-weather fans of the right policy. Get to the root cause. Even U.S. companies in Silicon Valley are regularly doing it. Cut the virtue signaling. The fact of the matter is Democrats are on TikTok today. The only person, one of the few people who is putting up content the way the actual algorithms work, speaking for pro-Israel views or others, is
Ambassador
me.
Haley,
more Republicans will join it. But stop U.S. companies from turning over data to Chinese companies. That's the real answer,
like,
the
virtue Kristen signaling. Don't get to respond to personal attacks, but you do.
Thank you very much. You know, when he talks about me praising China, he doesn't know the fact that the reason China was praised was because I negotiated with China and Russia the largest set of sanctions against North Korea in a generation. That is literally the reason North Korea stopped testing ballistic missiles. So I said China did good on their part. That was a negotiation
you could never do. That's what you said, Nikki. Those are your words, not mine. And so just own up to it.
You would never have been able to get that negotiation done.
But don't lie to the people about what you've said or what you've done in South Carolina. Carolina.
My entire
you have brought them
career
to South Carolina.
At the
Ron
United
right
Nations. Every day I fought China, and I did it by making sure no one could get any
country.
Agency heads in the UN. I did it by making sure that we called them out on human rights. I did it by making sure that we held them accountable on everything that they did. That's the reason we got out of the Human Rights Council. That's the reason we called them out. And
afterwards.
Everybody else is hanging on to the rules here, Mr. Ramaswamy. Senator Scott.
Now, you listen to that. And Nikki Haley called him scum. You're just scum. After he started talking about his daughter, I think it's always a bad decision to talk about politicians' family members, especially when they're minors. When they're minors, they should be off limits. You should be able to talk and debate this on your own. And I think Ramaswamy there made a big mistake because there's a lot of mothers out there that watched that thought that was probably one of the worst moments of the night, if not the worst moment of the night. So he went from this amazing opening to immediately attacking Nikki Haley's daughter and using that to attack her. That was a bad look. And I thought early on, I was like, all right, maybe Ramaswamy's going to jump in the polls a little bit. And then immediately that happened. I was like, never mind. So who else had a good night?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extra help.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
DeSantis in the center of the stage. And DeSantis has the most to lose when he's on that stage, but also he has a chance to gain. It was a good stage for him because there was fewer people. And now there doesn't seem to be so much of a let's go after Ron DeSantis mentality by the others on the stage that plays to his advantage. It allowed for DeSantis to actually have more time to talk about the issues. One of the issues was DeSantis saying, hey, why should you choose him over Trump? Here's what he had to say about that in his opening.
All of you, Donald Trump is the first ex-president in more than 100 years to run for the White House again. And he remains popular among Republican primary voters as his legal challenges mount. Governor DeSantis, let me begin with you on this one. Speak to Republican voters who are supporting Donald Trump. Why should you and not him be the Republican nominee to face Joe Biden a year from now?
This country is in trouble, and the elites that have put us here, they don't care about you. They don't care that you're having to grapple with higher grocery prices or have higher gas prices. They don't care that your family's less secure because of the open border that's allowed drugs and even terrorists to come into this country. Well, I care. I am not going to sit idly by and let this country continue its downward spiral. We need leadership, and we need it now. I'll take the hits. I'll take the arrows. I'll take the slings. Because ultimately, it's not about me. It's about you. I will fight for you. I will make sure to lead this country's revival, and I will win for you and your family. Actions speak louder than words. We don't have time for excuses, and it's not something that we're going to be able to have all these distractions. As a veteran, I will get the job done. Now, if you look where we are now, it's a lot different than where we were in 2016. And Donald Trump's a lot different guy than he was in 2016. He owes it to you to be on this stage and explain why he should get another chance. He should explain why he didn't have Mexico pay for the border wall. He should explain why he racked up so much debt. He should explain why he didn't drain the swamp. And he said Republicans were going to get tired of winning. Well, we saw last night, I'm sick of Republicans losing in Florida. I showed how it's done. 1 year ago here, we won a historic victory, including a massive landslide right here in Miami-Dade County. That's how we have to do it. So I promise you this, as the nominee, next November, I'll get the job done. And as president, I will deliver
for you. Your time is up. Let me turn to Ambassador Haley.
Now, the end there was probably the best part of his argument. I've been winning, and if you're tired of losing, we didn't have a great election night 2 nights ago. It was average at best. Many think it was an opportunity where we should have won big. I agree with that, and we didn't. So what does that mean? Well, I mean, we're losing a lot. You heard Vivek go after the RNC chairwoman the way that he did. That's a popular line. But the question is, if you're a Trump supporter and you hear DeSantis talk that way, does it make you say, okay, I really do like him? Like, maybe it is time for me to switch my vote. He mentioned, you heard the commentator, Lester Holt, there, saying, debate moderator, saying, hey, well, he's got a lot of legal challenges. That is true. Is that a reason to abandon him as a candidate? Is that a reason to stand by him even longer? Now, there was also another moment that happened, and it was a moment for DeSantis that others really liked. I like this. It was about standing with Israel. It was on the issue of Israel. And he said, I would tell Netanyahu to finish it, referring to going after the terrorists that attacked his country. Listen.
I would be telling Bibi, finish the job once and for all with these butchers, Hamas. They're terrorists. They're massacring innocent people. They would wipe every Jew off the globe if they could. He cannot live with that threat right by his country. That Hamas should release every hostage and they should unconditionally surrender. I'm sick of hearing the media. I'm sick of hearing other people blame Israel just for defending itself. We will stand with Israel in word and in deed, in public and in private. And I can tell you, as governor, I actually did something about it. Biden's neglect has been atrocious. We had Floridians that were over there after the attack. He left them stranded. They couldn't get flights out. So I scrambled resources in Florida. I sent planes over to Israel, and I brought back over 700 people to safety. There could have been more hostages had we not acted. And I'll tell you this. I met the first plane load when they came to Florida, and one of the mothers pointed to a six-year-old daughter, and she said, my daughter had been saying the last two nights, Mommy, I don't want to hear any more bombs, no more rockets. I just want to get back to Florida. So there's a difference between words and deeds. We acted and we saved lives.
That is presidential. No doubt about it. And that was a presidential type moment for him when he said it that way. I love that. There was also fights over Vladimir Putin and Xi. And the idea, Nikki Haley said, they are salivating for someone like Ramaswamy to be the president. This Ramaswamy, Nikki Haley war, clearly they're both fighting for the same voters. And I want you to hear one of the highlighted moments for Nikki Haley last night. Some said she thought it was too harsh, that she was too harsh. Others said they loved it. Listen.
President Zelensky's urgent new plea. Where do you stand on more funding?
I'm absolutely unpersuaded. And I'm actually enjoying watching the Ukraine hawks quietly, delicately tiptoe back from their position as this thing has unwound into a disaster. The first half of this race, I was the only person standing for it. Now they're actually quietly coming around to being more cautious as they should. Level with the American people here. Ukraine is not a paragon of democracy. This is a country that has banned 11 opposition parties. It has consolidated all media into one state TV media arm. That's not democratic. It has threatened not to hold elections this year unless the U.S. forks over more money. That is not democratic. It has celebrated a Nazi in its ranks, the comedian in cargo pants, a man called Zelensky, doing it in their own ranks. That is not democratic. More facts for you that you won't hear from the mainstream in either party or the mainstream media. The regions of Ukraine that are occupied by Russia right now in the Donbas, Luhansk, Donetsk, these are Russian-speaking regions that have not even been part of Ukraine since 2014, that other people probably couldn't name those provinces for you. Those are the hard facts. And so to frame this as some kind of battle between good versus evil, don't buy it. And I'd like the likes of the sharpest of the war hawks on Ukraine, Nikki Haley, to have some accountability and answer. Do you want to use U.S. taxpayer money to fund the banning of Christians? That is actually what's happening. They're using the Ukrainian Orthodox Church. They have banned them. The Ukrainian Parliament just did this last week, supported by our dollars. And I think you owe it to the American people, Nikki, to at least this
Mr.
one time
Ramaswamy,
at least condemn,
thank you. That's time.
At least
Mr.
to condemn
Ramaswamy,
their banning
you.
Of Christians.
Mr. Ramaswamy,
or else
thank
we're talking
you.
Out of both sides.
Mr. Ramaswamy, thank you. We asked the questions. Ambassador Haley,
well, she deserves to
what
answer.
Is your take on more funding for Ukraine?
I am telling you, Putin and President Xi are salivating at the thought that someone like that could become president. They would love to
the
see
The fact
that.
Of the matter is she doesn't answer
so
the question.
So this is what I will tell you.
We're driving
is,
Russia
all,
into China's hands
Ramaswamy,
because of these foolish policies.
You had your time to talk. The ambassador has the floor.
Thank you.
Please.
The first thing I'll tell you is
We all remember what that thug did when he invaded Ukraine. We all know that 500,000 people have died because of Putin. And here is a freedom-loving, pro-American country that is fighting for its survival and its democracy. No, I don't think we should give them cash. I think we should give them the equipment and the ammunition to win. And I'll tell you, if Biden had done it when they first asked for it, this war would be over. But let's also remember this. When you left Afghanistan in shambles and left them with a ton of weapons and money, it's not that we left, it's how we left. When you look at Ukraine, don't think for a second, now everybody wants to move away from Ukraine, they'll want to move away from Israel a year from now. America can never be so arrogant to think we don't need friends. After 9/11, we needed a lot of friends. Now is the time to get partnerships. This unholy alliance between Russia, Ukraine, and China is real. There is a reason the Taiwanese want us to support the Ukrainians. It's because they know that China is coming after them next. There is a reason Ukrainians want us to support Israelis, because they know that if Iran wins, Russia wins.
Ambassador,
we have to see the combination of the three.
Ambassador, thank you.
That was one of the big back and forth of the night. Obviously, Haley going after Ramaswamy, Ramaswamy going after Haley. Will it change anyone's mind? I don't know. Is there enough votes there to pull from one another, to matter with this short stage? And notice, I haven't really even mentioned Christie yet.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota #4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extra help.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Chris Christie last night is, I actually think, probably the best debater on the stage. And I'm just talking about style and understanding how to read the room. He's a very, very, very talented debater. Chris Christie had a night where it was clear he was auditioning not to become the president of the United States of America, but he was auditioning to become a talk show host on MSNBC. Why do I say that? Because of answers like this.
Are you and not former President Trump?
Well, Lester, look, you said it at the beginning of the debate. We are dealing with extraordinarily important issues facing this country right now. We have our greatest ally in the Middle East under fire from a terrorist group that has committed to wiping them and every Jewish person in this world off the map. We have Ukraine with Vladimir Putin, a communist KGB dictator who wants to put the old band back together. He's starting in Ukraine, and he's going to move to the Baltics and Poland after that. We have inflation in this country that is choking every American family that wants to try to rise up and give their children a better life. And tonight, we need to decide Which president is going to be the one to tackle the big issues? Who's going to make this country look once again, not just inward, but look outward at the world and say, America is the country, the indispensable nation that makes this a safer world. And in a safer world, American innovation, American hard work has always been the thing that has driven our country to greater things. I'm going to be the president who will do those big things. We're not going to be small. And I'll say this about Donald Trump. Anybody who's going to be spending the next year and a half of their life focusing on keeping themselves out of jail and courtrooms cannot lead this party or this country. Right, and Governor, it needs to be said plainly.
Governor, thank you. Let me turn to Senator Scott.
Now, I said that that was a answer for a TV show, right? Trying to get his own show. I think that's his end game here. Let me prove why I believe that, and I'm going to prove it, obviously, very quickly, because you can't make this up. First show he does, MSNBC, the morning after the debate. What did he say on MSNBC? Knowing that audience, listen.
So what do you make of the Democrats' big wins in Kentucky, Ohio, and Virginia on Tuesday night? And what do Republicans need to do to try and even compete?
Well, it shows that he's continued electoral and political poison, Mika. I mean, you know, the Daniel Cameron race in Kentucky is one example, but in Virginia as well, even with a popular governor in Glenn Youngkin, you can't overcome the stench of Donald Trump's political narcissism. That's the bottom line. And you know, that's why, you know, folks at the RNC, who are two-thirds of them are Donald Trump supporters, they don't want any out of opposition to him on a debate stage. But, you know, the fact is, I'm not going anywhere. And I'm going to continue to bring the case to him and against him because he's wrong for our country and wrong for our party.
Wrong for our country and wrong for our party. I'll continue to bring the case to him and against him. Now, Chris Christie has no chance of winning this thing. So why are you still up there? I really do believe this is straight up for his next gig. And his lines, anybody who's spending time focusing to keep himself out of jail cannot lead this country. You just gave a game plan to these Marxists, communists, socialists in our government and the deep state. If you use Chris Christie's definition of success or failure, then the Democrats are just going to indict every single and go after legally in civil cases, whatever it takes to get people off the debate stage and say, oh, you can't be president anymore, or you can't run for office anymore. You can't be a senator anymore. You can't be a governor anymore. That's all they're going to do. They're going to do this over and 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 over again. They're going to keep saying it. And they're going to keep doing it if it means they can take people out and then they don't even have to run against our best candidates. That's why Chris Christie is such a useful idiot. He is a useful idiot for the Democrats. And by the way, they'll even smack him around on the issue of abortion, for example. It got very heated with you know, Mia, whatever the hell her last name is. She said this about the abortion issue last night, or this morning, I should say, to Chris Christie, and smacked him around for flip-flopping, as she described it. Listen.
Yeah. Another issue that you talked about last night was abortion. You and I disagree on this issue, but the one thing you keep saying is you keep talking about abortion in the ninth month, which is allowed in your state. And last time I asked you to, like, bring me the case where a woman walked into a doctor's office in the ninth month and said, I've decided to don't want to have a baby. Please take this out. It doesn't happen. Less than 1% of abortions are performed after 21 weeks.
Yeah.
And if there is a situation like that, it's because there is a massive emergency. So I just think of all the candidates, you've been the most honest about Trump and election integrity. But in this one respect, I have to call you out because you're not being honest on the issue. We can debate abortion, but there isn't abortion in the ninth month.
Mika, you're the one who's not being honest. I did not say there was abortion in the ninth month. What I said was that the law in New Jersey and New York and Illinois and California permits it.
And you can't deny that that's the truth, because it is. And so look,
it doesn't happen.
Don't call
Chris.
Somebody a liar. I'm not calling you a liar.
It's not honest.
By the way, nor did I say that it did. That's an honest discussion about the issue. Well, let's have an honest discussion about the issue. Why don't you answer my question? Why don't you answer my question? Yeah. Does the law permit it in those states? Well, that's all I said. So I don't understand what your problem is with that. In the end, if that's what the law permits, that's what the people who passed those laws said is okay, is legally permissible.
Because, Chris, that's you're painting a picture about the issue of abortion is not honest. And this is a health issue for women. And there are women who are in extreme situations who need health care, and they should get it. We can debate that. But there are not women in the state of New Jersey trouncing into doctor's offices asking for abortions in the ninth month. It doesn't happen.
And by the way, you know, you can continue to set up that straw man for yourself to knock it down, because you're mischaracterizing what I said. I am giving you the state of the law, and the state of the law in those states are that you could go into a doctor's office and do it. And that's all I said. But look, you know, this is something that you want to.
By the way, I love how Chris Christie there tries to get mad, but he should have unloaded on her and continued to unload on her, and he didn't. She absolutely is lying there. She's misrepresenting the facts there, and he took it. And that's why he's a weak leader. He is a weak leader for that reason. And this is why his best chance coming out of this is that somebody gives him a job at MSNBC as a woke, liberal, fake Republican. That's the truth.
Make sure you hit that subscribe button or follow button, auto download button, wherever you're listening right now. And most importantly, please write us a 5-star review and share this on social media. I'll see you back here tomorrow.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year, or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extra-help.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.